thanks for tuning in to episode 54 of a special live Zoom Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We have a bunch of guests on tonight. We want to hear from them and see where this discussion takes us. But your hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack and Sin. How you doing, Sin?
Oh, magical, as always, sir. And this is a monumentous occasion. I see a lot of beautiful faces on the screen right now, so I'm super pumped for tonight.
Now, are you just saying that to be nice? My mug isn't too beautiful, right?
Hey, I got my, I haven't shaved. I cut my hair today, which obviously there's none there. So, but I decided I was going to try to grow this out, or at least try.
Nice. You've been busy, Sin. How's work going?
It is going. I found out this past week that I can actually put in more days if I wanted to, which is good because we are super light staffed. Saturday was awful. Bloody freaking awful. It was start of the day. It was me, one salesperson, and a finance manager, and we got super busy. We ended up selling 5 cars for our section of the dealership, so people really don't care what's going on. They're coming out, and they're buying cars.
Yeah, and I hear there's good deals going through. Is it kind of those things where there's no payments for 90 days or whatever?
Actually, let me get into my spiel really quick.
We're going to have a poll now.
You should come buy a Volkswagen. It's 180 days, deferred payment, wow, and 0% financing for up to 72 months.
Excellent. And if anyone needs any Apple help, be sure to contact Kingsley McIntosh Consulting. Anyways, we have a lot of great people here tonight. Let's just kind of start off with, like, how our week's been going. And, boy, I know – actually, I want to start off with Nolsey and company. Weren't you guys in a raid last night? How did that go on PC?
It went. We finished eventually. Keyword being eventually, but we did finish.
What raid were you guys trying?
We did Scourge. And we were all – I think 4 of us were learning it. Only 2 folks actually knew what they were doing for the majority of the events, so that was fun.
A lot to learn, yeah.
A lot of guessing.
It's been a hot minute since I've jumped into Scourge. I definitely wouldn't mind doing that again, but I've already got Anarchy, so I'm doing it for everybody else.
It's a pipe dream for me.
Hey, you will get it. You just got to keep trying.
Well, it went okay, though. You guys got it done. And
yeah, about 3.5 hours in. Yeah, we ended up closing it up.
That works, yeah.
That sounds like our 4-hour garden raid.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Now, how do you like that raid now that you've – was that your first time experiencing it, right?
Yeah, it was my first time in Scourge. I do love – something I'm noticing with now that I'm raiding more in Destiny is they seem to procedurally teach you the final boss mechanics as you're going through. So you'll have like a little bit in one encounter and a little bit in another encounter. By the time you get to the last encounter, you're like, oh, I've done all of this. It kind of makes sense now. And I think Scourge did a great job of that. I think Garden does a great job of that. I really like the idea of – communication being the most important thing in the raid. Like, gear is kind of important, but not really. Technical play is kind of important, but not really. That communication means everything. And it showed how terrible we are at communicating last night.
Hey, it happens. Well, I'm glad you got it done.
So am I. I'm looking forward to going back and not being terrible at everything, or at least a little less terrible at everything.
Yeah, we like running that raid too. And I know as long as Helios hasn't got his Anarchy, he's very excited to keep going back into that raid.
I don't know if he is after last night. He might need a bit of a cooldown period, but
he'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be okay. I know, we had some rough moments in a raid we were doing last night. Sin, I know Wicked was in there. We were running a garden raid that went very quick and very until we got to the very end, and then we kind of had some minor issues, but we had fun, right? How did you think about it, Wicked?
Well, I still, as expected last night, I still was up just thinking about how much I was fawning over Gohawks, well, and possibly offending Sizzles and Link in there.
We had fun. We had an interesting group. We had to swap out two different people at the end, and we, like I said, it went really smooth into the end. I think Sin was drunk. I don't know. I seem to remember Sin goofing around a lot, but we got it done.
Eventually. A lot of singing.
That was my high on life moment. Getting super late and goofy.
Yep.
But I mean, we got it done by the end. It's just when during the first bits, when we got into that last encounter, it was just hard to get the rhythm going. And then once we got down, it was fine. But it was still fun. It was a fun night. But
yeah, I know my wife was going to, she kind of surprised me with doing a raid. She said like we were going to do some surprise that day, not to get on my phone. And then she said she got a raid pretty much grouped together. So that was kind of hilarious, pretty cool. And she does want to run the newest raid. She was playing some more today and got up to about 9:45. So what do we think, 9:60 or so, make a bit easier for her to run in, something like that.
9:60 sounds about right. That's like the minimum, I guess.
So hopefully she'll be ready for Garden soon. Yeah, but we had a lot of fun in that raid. Any other raids, memorable experiences this last week or so before we move on to some other topics?
Guess not.
That's okay.
AR, any raids?
No, I haven't done one yet. Not this season. I'm hoping to get into Garden here pretty soon. Start getting some of the pinnacle drops. That'll be nice because I kind of want to start working for getting up to 1060 for the Grandmaster Nightfalls.
Yeah, quite the goal to go for. How's everyone?
Yeah, no thanks.
I assume everyone here has reached at least base 1,000. They're just working on pinnacles now, right? For 1,000. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
1,010 yet? Soccer? Anyone?
Soccer's too busy using his backpack for Trials Flawlesses over there.
Trials Flawlesses.
Hey, can you be careful with that language there, Sin?
Yeah, he's not going to want to help you out. But, okay, I assume you'd hop into Trials some more soccer. How was the Trials experience in general this weekend? What's the meta? How crazy was it?
It wasn't too bad this week. Definitely better than Widow's Court, because you got some teams playing a bit more aggressive than not. So you just really got to pay attention to how teams are holding mid and how they're playing Red Room. But other than that, it wasn't too bad. Went flawless about an hour before this. So we're slowly getting there. Hopefully going to try and get some other people flawless here coming up, depending on the map. So but if you do play Trials this weekend, watch out for those Shinobi skip grenades, because
congratulations on the flawless again.
Yeah good thank game. You
yeah skip grenades have been I got one shot in a well of radiance by a skip grenade, no bullets, I was full HP, but he threw it directly at my feet and just all hit me perfectly to kill me in that well. And I got really upset.
Nullsy is muted.
Maybe he wants to be. Oh, if you are talking, Nullsy, we can't hear you, even though
he's still just muted. He's double
in
muted.
Line. Nailed it. Okay, we're good. We're online, right? All right. Third time's a charm. Anyways, as the toxic hunter that I am, I've been having a fantastic time using skip grenades the entire time in Crucible. Between Shinobu's Vow, realizing I had a decent roll on one that I didn't know I had even kept, what is it? Lightning Strikes Twice, the mod? Basically just infinite skip grenades. It's been terrible. I feel horrible, but it's so much fun.
Awesome.
I'll still Hunter Smash when I go in. I haven't played it all this weekend, but I would like to.
Yeah. Now, I've been hearing some rumbling that PC guys that have a PlayStation are wanting to come over to play PS4 to see what trials are like over here, because supposedly it's really
So I do remember you saying something about that.
A good thing or a bad thing, but I've seen some people on my friends list yesterday that I'm like, what are they doing on PS4? They only play on PC.
Tell you what, there's no cheaters on PS4. So
right.
That'll, but if that's the incentive enough, then go for it.
I have to deal with controller again if they were M&K players.
Mm-hmm. It's just more people for soccer to farm, don't worry. It'll get trials even easier next week.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a couple things they need to work out for sure. Definitely some salt going around. I mean, we knew trials wouldn't be perfect, and I'm happy that Bungie brought it, but definitely if they can get through a few more anti-cheat things on the PC side and maybe some of the rewards to get people interested in coming back, because we don't want trials to, right, Soccer? We don't want trials
to die. I'm pretty sure he's frozen.
Quickly. I can see him.
No,
we don't want it to crash and burn. Me and some buddies have been talking about, you know, why is it the tokens locked behind the 3-win challenge? Like, that can go easily, you know, just for a chance. And maybe, like, have some your weekly bounties, give you some trials loot, too, like it was in D1, so that everyone has a chance to get some of the gear and the armor and the weapons. And, you know, there's some quality of life things that could change, but overall I feel like the 3v3 game mode is playing well within the D2 PvP. So
yeah for sure. Sin, how are you on your season pass these days? I'm only about 48 myself. I haven't been hitting it too hard. Where are you at?
I'm about that as well. I'm definitely, I don't remember exactly, but I'm in the 40s, which is a shock. And with that being said, because I'm that high so far, I'm actually almost done getting the catalyst for the matchbook and auto rifle. So I'm waiting for that to drop so I can complete it.
And how do we feel about... Have you gotten your moon bunker leveled up yet? That grind, not the most fun grind, but
no.
I know a lot of people are already so far past it and have a lot of tokens saved up for even the next bunker. Other people are, yeah, still working on it. I am actually, though, this week myself hopping in Mayhem a lot because the matches are short. You can get a lot of Warmind bits, and so I'll be good to go. But the only thing that's been keeping me interested in leveling up these bunkers are, at least there's this, and we can't forget this, but the weapons and the seasonal mods. So I'm going to start working on some of these cool builds. I know there was a discussion in our Discord today. I think it might have been AR, but has anyone done much with the Warmind cells and seasonal mods on your character yet? Doesn't sound like it.
Nope.
That's the thing. I think even Tassie or someone said like 10% of people might be looking at it so far. I know it's a pain because every season there's been this build. So you're like, you put all this time and effort into it, and what good is it? Now we do know at least now our armor and our slots can stay for a little bit longer than before. But I was thinking this week myself, you know, being a little bored in the game, like I want to finish all my bunkers as quickly as possible and start working on some of these mods. And I didn't get a chance today. I was kind of busy, but I'm going to be pulling up some of these builds. I guess there's a really good arc build, and then there's a solar splash build also, at least for Warlock, where you can just be wrecking with the Warmind cells.
Nice. I considered trying to go for that build, but then I realized just how much of a slave I am to the whole Middle Tree Dawnblade heal I have going with infinite rifts and infinite grenades and all of that. So I was just realizing I'm not going to be able to survive without that anymore. I can't even switch. But
yeah.
I feel like it would be good to switch and actually get better at the game and not crutch on the healing, but it's just, like you said, it's so much work and it will leave eventually, so it's very hard to motivate, at least it's very hard for me to motivate myself to go for that.
Yeah, makes sense. That's what I think a lot of people are thinking.
I think part of the issue there, too, is a lot of folks have a bad taste in their mouth after the Bills last season that just didn't seem to do a whole lot. So they're not even bothering with this season, which I've heard very effective. And there's a lot of really good builds coming out, especially as more of the bunker mods roll. So I want to try it out. But, yeah, I have invested no time into it yet. I need to.
I found that I haven't used any of the mods that I got from the Obelisk or any of the other like mods from the artifact. Like, so it's kind of like, where's the incentive to go for these things if I'm never using them? So,
yeah, for sure. Well, I'm a little bit excited to try it out. There was a build in Shadowkeep. It was the Warlock Bottom Tree Nova Bomb, where you would have really good healing capabilities. You'd use Recluse. You'd get your super back very quickly. And I enjoyed that build. There was some builds last season that I tried a little bit. Either I didn't spec them correctly or I just didn't like them. But I am intrigued by these Warmind cells. I mean, there's one mod that gives you an overshield if you run over a cell. I mean, it's pretty good. So there you go, Wicked, with your healing, you know.
Yep.
So, of course, it stacks with anything else, but still. Okay, if there's not any other discussion on that, one other thing I wanted to talk about is the, and then we can just go into whatever, but the calendar coming up.
There's a calendar?
I haven't looked at it yet. Well, I didn't even look at it.
Same calendar that we have from the beginning of the season, but they posted it again in the latest TWAB. Yes, no, I mean our calendar in the Guardian Hub. Come on, guys, don't you know what I'm talking about? We have, your PowerPoint presentation is due by Wednesday, so better get on that.
Okay. It's a good thing I work.
Yeah, good thing. Yes, okay, I have the calendar pulled up here, and we have the next thing coming out, which is Tuesday. So
yeah, this isn't any different than what they released. You got me all excited.
Well, I'm excited because of we're getting closer to some stuff, so that's why I want to talk about it. And I'll get your guys' opinion on if we want to talk one thing, but anyways, April 7th on Tuesday, we have the Seraph Bunker. Ooh, so exciting. But, you know, at least it's something small to do, and it's the last bunker, unless they bring us a secret bunker afterwards. Maybe they all combine in the tower, who knows. But this is the last bunker that's on the roadmap, and so some new Legendary Lost Sectors, some new mods. You know, it'll unlock at least one other weapon that we haven't gotten yet. And then we have a couple weeks in between, but then at the end of the month, April 21st, is kind of, you know, midway through the season, that's when we're going to get our big update that hopefully will fix some things. It'll start Guardian Games, Grandmaster Nightfall, Grandmaster Ordeal Nightfall, and potentially, from the spoilers I've heard, we could have some cool things. I don't know that anyone knows, I won't talk about, unless you guys want to, but like maybe what weapons they think it'll be, but I've heard that we're going to get something. I mean, we know we're going to have at least one other exotic quest. And so rumblings are hopefully it won't be run 5 strikes and pick up 3 bounties. You know what I mean? Hopefully it'll be something a little more interesting. I don't know if we're going to get a full secret quest like Whisper or something. We can only hope.
Wrath of the Machine.
Yes, Sin thinks Wrath of the Machine Raid is coming back into the game.
Bungie, if you're listening, please.
I want it.
I will take Wrath. I will take it. I will take it like a champ.
In terms of like exotic quests and their state, I like quests like even like Devil's Ruin. Even though it was a very short quest, it was still just unique and very memorable because I still remember it. And it did It has some nice dialogue between two characters talking, one new character that just got there at the time. But just quests like that, even if they're small, just, granted, not all of them need to be small, but even if they're small, just as long as they are somewhat unique and not, like, grindy or just, like, go here and do these public events on Nessus, for one.
Yes.
Or those are the type of Xar quests I think would be good. They don't need to be, like, ridiculous, like, not like I guess Divinity isn't too ridiculous, but like not as unique as Divinity,
mm-hmm.
but still just have something memorable about them and not just be do Lost Sectors, do public events. But I'm pretty sure that's everyone's opinion on it. I don't think that that's a unique.
No, for sure. That is, I think it makes sense. I mean, whether it's short, whether it's a long quest, make it somewhat unique. I was even okay, what was it, in the Menagerie season where some of the quests had, they were kind of long, but they had, you could go to like these treasure chest locations. And I don't know if everyone liked that, but I liked that a lot because it brought me to areas on the map that I hadn't been too often. And you have to actually look for something and do something unique rather than just shooting enemies again. Big whoop, you know, we've done that a million times.
Mm-hmm. The only thing with that is I feel like a lot of people just looked it up and didn't even bother because it's like, oh, I got to put effort into this. Let me look it up and just skip the entire thing.
Yeah. Which
I guess it's their choice. It's their playthrough of the game. But it's still, I feel like that is less fun for those types of people just because it's just, let's look this up and do exactly as this other person shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you, while like I, of course, I didn't and I just, and it was fun for me because I got like the wonder of finding something secret, quote unquote. But I'm sure for a lot of people who just looked it up, it was nothing and it was just a nuisance. So it seems like there's a very hard to get middle ground in that regard.
It is. But I wonder, and I hadn't even looked at the spoilers for a while, but I have a feeling it won't be totally lame, hopefully, with what's coming up. We might even have two more things coming up because they showed in the video, this isn't a spoiler anymore. I mean, wasn't there the Cabal huge, you know, machine gun, whatever you call that, gun. And then also what is it? Is it the shock? What's the other weapon we're supposed to be getting?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Maybe it was. Fourth horse? No. Sorry. But anyways, there might be two more weapons coming up. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think about that, Sin, while I bring a couple more people into our chat.
I was too busy typing. I don't even know what you said. Something about fourth horseman.
It's something about more weapons.
This is definitely chaos with multiple people, but I love it. I love it. Go ahead, Nelson.
Maybe I'm in the minority on this. I really like what they did with Bastion. I don't like that we knew it was going to be Bastion, but the whole community-driven ARG, like, hey, here's a breadcrumb, have fun, and then having that turn into an exotic quest is really awesome. I think that the only thing that was bad about that is they kind of spoiled it for themselves. But I think something in that vein, some community-driven and not just obelisks, not just, hey, donate a bunch of resources, but like a ARG style, and Bungie's known for doing that amazingly, even incorporating real-world puzzles and things like that, and like things like burying, you know, gifts for people and stuff like that. I think that aspect of what they're willing to do as a creative team really is my favorite type of exotic. And then again, like Wicked was saying, the Devil's Ruin lore heavy ones are really cool too. But I mean, I've killed enough Cabal Scions. Like I don't need to just keep doing that for another 3 hours.
That's for sure. I mean, honestly, exotic quests in general, I like the Whisper. I think something hidden that's not obelisk driven would be a little bit better. Something a little nicer to go for. Something we find out in the wild and explore it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, on that topic, yeah, Whisper. Who's run the Whisper quest since it's been broken?
Wicked.
Hey. Yeah, with you guys, in fact. That was, I'm still so mad I didn't even get to test how much damage my line in the sand would do to the boss, because you guys melted him before I could get a single shot off.
Just be happy, because before it was rough, you actually had to try to beat it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that I should, so maybe that's something I'll do this weekend.
Oh yeah, it is the most broken thing I've ever seen in this game. Besides Telesto breaking everything coding-wise for some reason.
It's kind of fun, but kind of sad too in a way. Like,
yeah,
I was okay with it being somewhat broken, but I didn't think it was going to be that easy. And, you know, all we had to do is just show you the way in the jumping puzzle, and then, like, wait a second, I'm melting shielded enemies with my auto rifle in, like, in 2 seconds. And, you know, we get to the end, and, like, wait, what? Where were the bosses? I think we just melted them already.
I wish that would be true for the heroic, because I've been trying to work on the catalyst for the Whisper, and the heroic is quite chaotic towards the end. And everybody's like, oh yeah, like the Whisperer's broken. I'm like, what are you talking about? It was really difficult. Well, it's the normal version, not the heroic. So,
right. Now, is the heroic version of Outbreak as broken as the normal Whisper?
No, I've done a little bit of Outbreak. The heroic one isn't as broken, because you don't melt things that quickly. You still have a very big chance to die at the end, and the spider tanks, the boss, you won't kill them in a single super. You're not doing like 100k damage with a single hand cannon shot in that one. It's definitely easier, but it's not as broken as Whisper was. That's why I was surprised, because I was thinking, okay, I'm probably going to one-tap miners with a hand cannon, and the bosses are probably still going to take a bit. But nope, Whisper is drastically more broken than Outbreak.
Yeah, is.
Gotcha.
I had just heard, and I think this confirms, but how Whisper Heroic's not broken, but Zero Hour, both of them are somewhat broken. So it's kind of funny how the Whisper Heroic, it didn't affect that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right. Fine with it not being broken, honestly. I feel like it should be somewhat difficult to get the catalyst for the best gun, for the best boss DPS gun in the game right now. That's only rivaled by Xenophage on Titans and Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I wonder if I can find that chart that was posted by someone that talks about, I don't know if this is confirmed, but on DPS for the weapon. Oh yeah, here it is. Mitchy Slaps posted this in our Discord, and I thought it was interesting, but on DPS for Sanctified Mind, and as we knew, Whisper was pretty much at the top, although we were hearing rumblings about Xenophage being at the top. But if this is correct, Whisper still beats out Xenophage, probably because of the reload speed of Xenophage. Mm-hmm. But Whisper gives 29,469 DPS at the top of the list. And the next highest one is Xenophage, but you need Acting War Rig, and then that gives it 28,908. So just a little below. But if you don't have Acting War Rig, like you said, Wicked, you could do the Hunter reload, but just normal Xenophage, two mags brings it down to 22,106 because of that reload speed.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully these are all correct. I haven't verified these myself, but I'm just reading the list. Izanagi's is way down to 21,358. I mean, we already knew that was going to be dropping, but so it's kind of like Whisper. Line in the Sand is still okay, 24,445. Better than Izanagi, but not as good as Whisper. But it's the grenade launchers that are still doing good that I kind of like forgot about. You know, I guess it's going to be a little bit harder hitting your shots on Sanctified Mind with grenade launchers, but if you want to go for that, Wendigo is at 26,880, so just a little bit below. And then any 150, so like the Swarm of the Raven, you know, like what we would use, 25,722, so just a little bit less than Wendigo. And then last, the outlier that we all forgot about, Sleeper Simulant, 20 with two mags, it says, I don't know, they show 11 shots, it's 23, but with two mags, it's 27. I'm not understanding what they mean by that. Does anyone know what that means? Is that you gotta have the catalyst, or I don't know.
I remember watching that exact video that those DPS numbers are from, who tested all that. It was Datto's guide on it, for anyone who's wondering. But I think it was the catalyst that made that difference. Or it could have been like Hunter reloading it with their dodge.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember because the video was a while ago, but I'm pretty sure it was one of those two.
Gotcha.
Although I might be completely wrong, so don't quote me on it.
Oh, and also 1,000 voices is still up here too. 7 shots plus reload, it gives you 26,000 DPS. So there's some interesting options. One thing that works for my build that I like to do is I just hit it once with the honed edge with Izanagi, and then I switch over to Line in the Sand for the rest. But I really need to start doing Whisper some more.
Or let's run Spire of Stars for the sleeper catalyst.
Uh-huh. Let's do it. Who's in? Raise your hands. Not like anyone can see this who's just listening to the podcast after the fact.
I mean, we got plenty of people here. It looks like
I'm down for everything.
Great team, you know that. And by the way,
but I can't.
The biggest outlier here that everybody forgot about was Nalsy's cat did 100,000 DPS on his keyboard just about 2 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that. It was nice.
That's my life, man.
I had to shut my door because my cats were running in and out here. And I knew that they were going to run up here and try and love on me with all these cores and just pull, because I'm on my phone right now. I knew they would just pull it down to the ground. I'm sure it would have been funny, but...
I've learned the more I resist, the worse it gets, so I just kind of go with it now.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Take it like a champ.
You gotta.
When I play controller on PC, I don't worry about cat issues. I have a cat, too, but I don't have to worry about my cat running across the keyboard. I can just tuck my keyboard to the side. Oh, you can't even see. Oh, look at that, the green screen issues. People listening don't know what's going on, but my keyboard is phasing.
It's the virtual background BS that Zoom gives you. Which is cool, not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Again, I really appreciate everyone coming. We got a few more people that joined after the fact. If you want to talk, great. If not, no worries. I won't call anyone out that's joined afterwards. But we were just kind of going around and hearing what people have done this week in the game. So, Tim, are you maxed out on your level yet?
1,000?
1,010.
1,010, no. 1,000, yes.
Flapper.
A little over 1,000, yes. But I haven't done a lot of pinnacles, so. But I'm at least over 1,000. That makes soccer's backpack carries a little easier. I'm watching you, soccer. It's going to happen. We're going to trials it up after this.
Who's keeping the spreadsheet? Maybe you should
see him.
Yeah, we'll see. We can have a spreadsheet of all the things Sin wants to do, and we got to fit it in. So,
exactly. Because I do expire at some point at night, and it's usually at 2 a.m.
Sin wants carries and trials. We have a bunch of raids we need to do. We need to do Spire Stars on Heroic till we all have the Sleeper Catalyst. We need to do, whoever wants Telestial Catalyst, we got to do some more Eater of Worlds Heroic. I don't imagine everyone has gone a heroic Leviathan done yet. So if you want to get that out of your quest, I mean, that'd probably be the easiest to, we've done Leviathan so many times that we should just run through that sometime.
I have done Leviathan exactly no times.
Oh, I forget.
Oh, come on.
Wait, okay. Tell us all the raids you haven't done yet.
I have done Garden of Salvation. I have done, what's the underbelly one?
That's Leviathan. Underbelly.
No, not regular Leviathan. What's the Eater of Worlds?
Eater, yeah.
And most recently, Scourge. And that's literally it.
Well, Leviathan is easy enough.
Mm-hmm. The only room that really gives people trouble is the gauntlet. Like everything else, including the boss room, is just once you get it down, you have it down. And it's very quick and easy to get it down.
And the Crown of Sorrows is a lot of fun also. I still really like that raid. So we need to pop in there again. It's a very technical, like it's a smaller raid, like Scourge that you just did, but I think I like the setup better. It feels like tighter, more contained, and a very technical. You get in this rhythm, and once you get the rhythm down, it's a lot of fun. You're just kind of boom this, boom that, as opposed to Scourge's, like it's kind of sloppy where we have to do DPS on them and everything like that.
I need one armor piece in that raid, so I'm going to keep running that until I get it so I can finish the lore. Mm-hmm. That's like the end goal for that raid.
Nice. Do it.
Yep. Okay. Anything else interesting this week anyone wants to talk about?
Luna's Howl.
You got Luna's Howl. Oh, nice.
Yep. I was working on that myself.
Those hand cannon kills. No. It's a no for me, dog. That's rough.
What? They're easy. You just shoot them in the head until they don't breathe anymore.
Yes, I'm not that good at PvP, if you haven't noticed. I just...
You're also not as bad as you say you are, so...
I could be worse, for sure, but I could be better.
Yeah, I just haven't been playing too much competitive recently to actually get it done, because I'm always using a hand cannon, but as some of you here know, Sokka, but...
Solo queue is so much easier.
Oh, yes. I jumped into that for the first time, like, maybe a little bit ago, because I did not want to play competitive after getting Recluse before Freelance was out, the solo queue. And then when I jumped back into it, it was so easy to play and to do, because who would have thought when you're up against a team of people who can talk and you can't talk with your team, you do bad. But yeah, I have been loving competitive much more now that Freelance is out, whenever I don't have a group of people to do it with. But I still have been doing a lot more seasonal stuff and raids, too much of that to jump into competitive and get those hand cannon kills done in survival. So I still have it in my quest tab.
Yeah. We all have something to work on, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. That we do.
And I was looking at the list, though. We have some pretty hardcore people in our group that are in our Discord, even though they may not play with us necessarily a lot. But some people that have like hundreds of raid completions, even on Garden.
I'm sure it's the top ones there are Liv and Bo Solaris are probably the top two.
Yeah, and
Versen.
Yeah, I say Versen's got, I think, the top score on that.
I'm surprised Gohawks isn't up there with how much he loves that raid.
He's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
We'll get you there. Leviathan, I think I have like 100 or something, but not this raid yet.
Most clears I have on a single raid is like, I think I have 7 clears for Garden. That's it. That's my most. Every other raid I've done like one time, except for Edo of Wolves.
All right. Anything else you guys have been working on or got anything recently? What about other? I mean, we don't have to like, this is mostly obviously a Destiny podcast, but we like to talk about other things occasionally. Any other games you have or excited about or been playing?
Cool. So I must tell you, so back and during the winter sale for Epic, I had gotten like that $10 coupon. I can't remember how I got it, but I got it. Well, Epic is doing some 75% off, up to 75% off sale. Far Cry 5 was $14.99. I was able to use my $10 coupon on it. So now I got Far Cry 5 for $4.99.
Ooh, I will totally play with you. Unless it's on PS4, in which case I will not totally play with you.
PC, definitely PC.
I will. Let's do it. Let's kill some cult guys. I'm about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. I started some of it.
Mm-hmm. I've been, anytime I haven't been playing Destiny, I've been playing either Monster Hunter World, which I have fallen in love with, but not enough to pull me away from Destiny, or For Honor, a game that not very many people know of now.
But, no, I remember. That's like a thief game, isn't it?
No, that's Dishonor. Oh.
And welcome, Chris.
And that lovely Chris.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I didn't want to call you out, but join us.
Yeah, I didn't want to just jump in. I've actually been...
You're welcome.
I went down the rabbit hole of the new Modern Warfare, which I'm not a Call of Duty person. I can tell you I'm loving it. Loving it. And Warzone's awesome. Well, I bought the whole game. Because I have always played the campaigns, and I never touched the multiplayer, except for the first Modern Warfare. And this one, I'm loving every aspect of it. So it's been pretty cool. Campaign, as always, is epic. And the Warzone's great because it's cross-platform. So anybody can play with anybody. You can squad up, you know, with anyone. So it's really cool in that sense.
Mm-hmm. The new Modern Warfare I've seen, I haven't gotten to play it yet because I have like 15 other games in my backlog that I haven't gotten to yet. But it looks really crisp in the, like, in shooting people. It looks very nice.
Yeah, and I mean, also, for me, it's been running super smooth, so.
Mm-hmm. And also, does heavy metal music actually play when you get in a Juggernaut suit? Because that would be amazing.
Well, I've only been shot by it, and when it shows you the kill cam, it plays the music while it's showing you that, you know, you getting shot, which is pretty cool. But they've done a great job, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on The Witcher on and off, Witcher 3, so that's been pretty fun, especially since that fills the void of the TV show, since that's not out for season 2 yet. So,
AR, I'm so excited to hop into that game. Is it, I don't know how far you've gotten in, but is it, everyone says like you could just spend so much time in that.
Yeah, I've been trying to just like stay on the main track, but there's so many different things that you can do and run around and play. It reminds me a lot of the Assassin's Creed games. Like it plays kind of like that with the open world, and you go here for a quest and you go there for a side quest, and it kind of pulls you around the map and stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
Very much like a Skyrim or ESO type, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it compared to Skyrim. I don't actually know for myself though. But if it's compared to Skyrim, then I'm sure I'll like it because I love Skyrim.
Yeah, I mean, from what I know of it, if you're gonna start a game like that, quarantine is the perfect time to to start it because it can be consuming.
Mm-hmm.
I've been. Yes. Yeah, speaking of quarantine, like in some ways I've been busier than ever. Like I feel like I've been on Destiny a little bit less lately. It's kind of funny. I've been watching more TV. I just finished rewatching, my wife hadn't seen it, but Fringe, an excellent show. If anyone's watched that,
it's kind of like to watch that.
Files meets Lost or something. And well, it's made by J.J. Abrams also. And now we're hopping into Lost. It's going to be my third time rewatching Lost. Definitely have time.
You have way too much time on your hands if it's the third time you're rewatching it. Well, I'm just saying.
It's yeah.
Why would you just disappoint yourself over and over again like that?
I love Lost. I'm a fan.
I am. It's a great show for most of it. I'm going to withhold my opinions because people dislike me.
Hey, we're all friends. I don't dislike you.
We're all equal opportunity offenders here.
Yep.
We all hate each other a little bit, but not too much.
I just feel like every great series has a terrible last season, and that's just how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other series people are watching that they want to talk about?
Well, I pulled the trigger and finally got the Hulu subscription because I knew we were going to run out of things to watch, and I haven't been disappointed. A lot of good original content on there, and all the FX stuff, and so there's a huge library.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So I've been checking out. I got Apple TV Plus a month or so back to watch The Morning Show, which was funny. And then I watched Mythic Quest, which is about the game developing studio. But now I started watching Dickinson, which has the singer. I'm going to have a brain malfunction. Hailee Steinfeld, I think, is the main actress in that, plays Emily Dickinson. So that's not bad. It's definitely interesting. And I want to go back and watch Walking Dead season 10, because I watched everything up until that point. So I got a lot of backlog when it comes to TV shows. And Halsey said yes to Apple TV Plus.
Yes, I definitely said yes to Apple TV Plus.
I kind of fell out of American TV for forever. I haven't gotten back into it, but I've been considering watching a few more shows. Like, I heard Castlevania was on Netflix, and everyone has been telling me to watch that. At least all my friends have been telling me to watch that.
I didn't even know about that, so that's awesome.
There's... Mm-hmm. Technically four seasons or three seasons now, but each season's like three episodes. But yes, watch Castlevania. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Sold. And
everyone tells me it's going to be right up my alley. So that will probably be me getting back into TV, and then I'm just going to go watch a bunch of other TV shows.
Excellent.
I've been diving back into the new Clone Wars season, which is kind of weird to bring back a series after being done for... something like 8 years now, and it's fantastic. It's everything I wanted, and they deserve all the accolades that they're getting, and I am very happy that the only show I'm watching right now is Children's Show.
At least it's better than what the children's shows I watch. Those are Bubble Guppies and Pokemon, because that's
first
what the
off,
kiddos watch.
Hold on, are we talking trash about Pokemon now?
Yeah, no, Pokemon. No. Come on, Pokemon is great.
Well, my daughter told me today, she was like, "Daddy, I'm working on finishing out my Pokedex." I'm like, all right. I played a couple hours into Pokemon Sword, and now she's like way surpassed me. She's like beat most of the gym trainers or the gym leaders, and now she's working on completed. She was so excited. She evolved her Pikachu into Raichu today. So, yeah, it's my life right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, it's just you need to know. You got to catch them all.
I'm a boomer. I don't know Pokemon stuff.
Well, I mean, if you are a boomer, you should know about Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I just don't
when
know.
That show, yeah, like when that show first came out, it was definitely before me, but...
Oh, God. Now you're making me feel old, man. I still have the VHS tape that Nintendo sent out somewhere in my parents' house. That introduced and hyped up Pokemon with like real actors. I said real in giant quotation marks. It's awful. I'm sure it's on YouTube. I highly recommend you watch it sometime. I want to put that at 97, 98 when all that started.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take. It was something else.
I mean, Power Rangers, I watched a little bit. That was fun. The original Power Rangers.
I was not allowed to watch Power Rangers. I was in a Mr. Rogers household.
It's morphin' time.
Which clearly had great results on me, and I turned out to be an amazing upright citizen.
I'm pretty sure like the oldest cartoon I have watched, me being the zoomer I am in here, was just like Looney Tunes. I'm pretty sure that was the oldest that I saw.
Like classic stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Classic, like Looney Tunes. Tom and Jerry was my favorite. And then they ended it.
I've been having a lot of, speaking of cartoons, I have the Disney Plus subscription. The only reason why I'm keeping it still is for Simpsons. Tons of Simpsons.
Oh, that's what we watched tonight with Disney Plus. Onward, that movie or whatever. I think that's on Disney Plus, right?
I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, that's Disney Plus. That's the movie that was actually just in theaters, and they pulled it to digital to make sure people still saw it, which is really cool of them.
Okay. So what's that movie about again? I'm looking it up right now. I just seen the picture.
Troll-like looking things. What are they called?
I can't wait for this thing.
I strongly resemble one of them, so that hurts my feelings a little bit.
Look at Sin and Nalsy.
The brother. Did you watch the movie, Nalsy?
I haven't, but my guitarist and I have been tagged in so many memes with it because he also resembles the, was it the younger brother?
And you're the older brother.
Flannels and the yeah. Hold on, let me. I'll pull up a picture. One
thing I can see that. I don't know what your guitarist looks like, so I don't know about the younger brother.
Oh, he's got the flannel and everything. It's bad.
But it's all about these two kids. They on the 1/16th birthday, they learn about the dad leaves a staff, the magic staff for them, and leaves an explanation about how they can bring him back. And it's about this whole quest of them trying to bring back their father, because when they tried to, they only brought back half of him, so it was just his legs. But it's cool. It's a story surrounding that and about how they discover, or the youngest discovers his magical powers again.
Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to see that one, but I'm too much of a no life. I wasn't feeling like going out that night, so I just never saw it.
Now you don't have to. With just as little as however much per month on Disney Plus, you can watch it today.
It is however free for Verizon subscribers if you have unlimited data for 1 year.
And it's technically free for me because I'm using somebody else's login.
Ooh.
Also, Sin, I shot you a picture on Discord. You might appreciate it.
Yes, he is the younger brother.
Everyone, literally everyone's been tagging us. It's bad.
Oh,
that is awesome.
I'm going to have to see if you want to post that picture in the general Discord at some point.
Yeah, no, I probably will. I mean, they'll have to have heard the episode, but yes.
Yeah, that's true. Information about the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been awesome. I do have a couple bonus questions, but I think even if we don't do more live podcasts, I definitely at least want to do every once in a while some live meetups, because, you know, we can just, if you have a second screen, just have it off to the side and we can be playing at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if we get too far into game, we won't be probably watching Zoom, but it's still kind of fun. It's, we'll see how it goes. It gives us, yeah, there's the picture. But this is a pretty cool thing, and, you know, we have it locked down now. Zoom made it actually so everyone has to have a password now. I just read this happened today because of the Zoom bombing. So everyone has to have a password and put into a waiting room now unless you have a corporate account. So that did help.
I think our problem, because I didn't realize, I think you posted the Zoom info on Twitter.
Oh.
I think that was your problem.
Yeah, probably. But the thing, I still try to have a waiting room, which would have solved it. And for whatever reason, waiting room wasn't working for me yesterday. But it is today, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bonus question. We've already heard from some of you before on desserts, but I would like to know, what is your favorite or something that's memorable right now? You don't have to say if you don't want, but like a just a general meal that you've had. It could be takeout place or something you've made, or you can say Wawa's if you want.
You meant to say Sheets. It's okay.
Sure. Then I'll start with you. I've heard the dessert things for all, but had any good meals lately?
Good meal. So I grilled these roasts today I did one in blackened Old Bay seasoning, which was really, really good. Oh man, there's a cookbook coming. Having video is so bad. It's so bad. But yeah, that was actually pretty good. And outside of that, I hadn't had Chinese food in a while, and I had Chinese food myself and the finance manager, we ordered, and she had brought it back, and it was really good because I hadn't had Chinese food in a while. I had a beef lo mein, so
nice.
Oh yes.
AR, do you have something to show us? I feel like mice.
So I've been cooking a lot since this whole pandemic started, and we got this cookbook before the pandemic.
Okay.
And there's
just the people listening after the fact.
What was that?
Tell us the name of that cookbook for the people that are just listening.
Oh, yeah. So it's the Taste of Home Most Requested Recipes is what it's called.
Okay.
And there's a meal in there on page 99. So if you have it, it's called Italian Sausage and Zucchini Soup. It's actually pretty nice. Good. Like the Italian sausage and the zucchini really work together, so it tastes really good. And I've cooked it probably twice now, Really like it. I never thought I'd actually like zucchini, and my wife's got me into it. So we've had a couple different recipes, but I highly recommend that recipe. And I could take a snapshot if anybody wants to try it.
My wife loves zucchini, and I kind of do too. So yes, please, please.
Yeah, I'll send you guys the recipe then. Yeah.
We've made so much stuff in the past 2 weeks, I can't even name it all. The good news is I've stopped gaining weight by the day. The bad news is I'm gaining weight by the hour or the minute at this point, I think.
I won't tell you how many of those miniature Reese's cups I had earlier after I bought them from Target.
Your first mistake was buying them.
I think I had chocolate Hershey's like right behind me, actually. So good. Yep. Hershey's.
Right before I came in here, I saw Sarah made a nice fresh chocolate cake. I was like, oh, boy. Nice. Here we go.
I think the best thing I've had recently in terms of food was just like a normal bacon, toast, and eggs breakfast. That was just, because it's been forever since I've had something that's just so normal, since it's so normal, you don't have it anymore because it's like, it's normal. You don't want something normal. Then it makes it not normal. So then you want to have it now, but yeah. It was really good. Surprisingly. And because obviously I'm a skinny person. I'm not a big eater, but it was very good.
Solid. There is our cat again, our
OP cat.
Yeah,
she's the best.
Yeah, I've been cooking lots of. I don't feel like going to the grocery store too much, so I've been doing a lot of the HelloFresh. You know, they deliver to your house, and I've tried different meal delivery services where they just send you the ingredients and you cook it yourself. And I haven't really liked too many, but I found out about this one. He actually, a previous guest of ours on the show, Mr. Poop Shizzle, great guy, but he recommended HelloFresh, and I love them. They're really good quality, and I get between 3 and 4 meals a week through them, and superb recipes every time. So nothing too, I mean, the thing I'm in the mood for now is Thai food these days, but as far as things I've been cooking, there was a zucchini. It was like a beef Korean bibimbap, I forget the word, how they say, like a bowl of rice, had the ground beef with like the soy sauce flavor in it, and it had like some grilled zucchini and carrots and green onions. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. HelloFresh actually did introduce me to my favorite food ever. And the problem is, though, I cannot remember the name of it because it was a fish. But it was such a specific type of fish. I cannot remember for the life of me. So now I have this favorite food that's just amazing, but I don't know the name of it, so I can't find it.
Yeah, I haven't had too many of their fish, but yeah, it'd be interesting if you do realize which one it is.
I remember the meat, the texture of the meat, at least. I loved it because the meat just melted in your mouth. It reminded me a lot of... So like
a mahi, maybe?
Kind of, like... I don't think it was that specifically, but kind of like around there. I know it reminded me a lot of that very expensive Japanese beef. I can't remember what, like, it's very fatty beef in Japan that just melts in your mouth. It reminded me a lot of what that texture is.
Mm-hmm.
So if I find it, I will let you know.
Excellent.
We've used HelloFresh a few times. I think there's another one, Blue Apron.
Heard of them.
They do kind of the same thing. It's a cool concept. Sometimes it's a nice way to get out of the box, you know? Yeah. Just kind of wait, see what happens, see what shows up and make it, you know?
And they give you the recipes so that if you really liked something, you could potentially go to the grocery store and just get it a la carte again and save a couple of dollars. But I don't know about you guys, but like the grocery stores for me, they're not crowded anymore, but it's depressing going there because the way they have the line set up and everyone's just moping around, and still some things are a little bit out of stock here and there. I try to avoid the grocery store if I can do so these days.
Well, now that around here, they're holding us outside. So you got to wait outside to get in. Okay. So they only let 10 people in and then one comes out, one goes in. So,
yeah, I've been eating like trash because of that, I'll be honest. Actually, to go into most interesting thing I've had lately is Wendy's breakfast is fairly solid. I'm not going to lie. Worth getting up.
I still haven't tried that.
I haven't done the Wendy's breakfast.
If you want to hate yourself for about 45 minutes after really loving life for about 10, I highly recommend it. It is shockingly good for a company that's never really dabbled too much with it.
I had no self-resentment.
Just oh, the breakfast baconator. Breakfast baconator, my dude.
That sounds interesting. Yeah, I'll have to try that.
My favorite is the McGriddle. Whoever invented the McGriddle is a
genius. Speaking of the McGriddle.
That's the ultimate
hangover. The chicken McGriddle.
Oh, the fried chicken McGriddle. I remember that.
It is so freaking good. It's so good.
So you can't get that up north anymore. That's got to be a West Virginia
thing. Yeah, I haven't seen that in my area.
We had it for a little bit.
Yes.
Also, speaking of the Wendy's breakfast, they do a honey chicken on a biscuit. Highly recommend.
Man, you guys make me want to go to Wendy's now.
I'm all hungry for food now. And actually, I do probably
this podcast brought to you by
for some meals over here. But boy, guys, it's been such a pleasure having this live podcast. This has been fun. And hopefully we're going to, you know, we're recording this. So hopefully the audio will just come over great that we can post.
So you know what this means, Kingsley? Normally I introduce Craig into the Discord so I get the link. You record it. Does that mean you're editing?
I don't know how.
Dun, to. Dun, dun. I'll
send you the MP4 file and you can see what you can do with it.
Okay. Sold.
But yeah, thanks everyone. We had a great turnout today and excited to just go forward. And anyone who's listening to this after the fact, if you ever want to post us a review, please do so. It helps us get found on iTunes and we read those reviews on the air. Also, please feel free and join our Discord if you would like. We have a great group of people to play with, as you can hear from here. And even we have some spots left in our clan, although it is getting a little bit full. We're up to 80 or so.
80, huh? Yeah.
And we had one more join while we were
doing this
tonight.
Yeah, new member. So we won't go through everyone, but Sin, where can the lovely listeners find you as we close?
You can find me all across the web doing raids until 2 a.m. in the morning with Wicket. And sometimes AR and Nulzi and Chris 3711. Mm-hmm. And you can find me over on twitch.tv/SinMedia, Sin is CYN, and over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley, we are the best hub on the net. And from our best hub on the net experiences from Zoom yesterday,
it's
out.
Yeah, you can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation, Steam, on Twitch, where I stream occasionally when I raid. And you can find me as MC Kingsley on Twitter. You can find our show at our website, theguardianhub.com, and on our Twitter page as The Guardian Hub. We really appreciate everyone that showed up today. Thank you so much in the Zoom meeting. You don't have to leave right away when we finish, but we're just going to finish off the podcast here. And for everyone who's listening, have a good week. Goodbye.
Bye.